All right. Welcome back to 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time for Studio 435, our live performance series here in Michigan Avenue Studios, featuring some great local musicians tonight. It is the same live music from Chicago's Mutts. The indie rock trio has put together a number of releases, and their latest single is called Let's Go. It features Archie Powell from Archie Powell and the Exports. The band, Mike, pretty much, will be doing solo at the Hi-Hat Club coming up on Friday night. The band is Mike Mamone, Bob Buckstaff, and Chris Pagnani. They're here. What are we going to hear from you guys to start off, Ken?
We're going to do Let's Go.
Let's Go. Here's Let's Go, Chicago's Mutts. Wasn't sure if we were going to have you guys are back in. Why don't you guys come up to the table here? The Mutts in studio here on the Download Studio 435 track Let's Go. The band is Mike Mamone, Bob Buckstaff, and Chris Pagnani. They are in studio tonight. Go ahead and take a seat, guys. All right, thanks for being here. That was great. So talk about that. I mean, you guys put this track out as a digital release. Talk about, you know, you had Archie Powell from the Archie Powell and the Exports on the track. Talk about how it came together.
I think for this next EP or album or whatever it's going to be, we wanted to feature a lot of the other artists that we've gotten a chance to play with around Chicago and I guess kind of touring around the Midwest and things like that. And we've played so many shows with Archie Powell and the Exports, and we knew this one was going to be a really energetic track, and that's kind of the first guy that we thought of to bring a little.
That's the guy you call.
Yeah. you know, when you need a little swagger on your track.
I mean, how important is it for you guys, you know, as you talk about that community, and I'm always trying to get a sense for the indie rock community here in Chicago, how important is it to be a part of that and also to be able to have these collaborative projects and have them work on each other's music?
I think it's essential. I think that when you look throughout a lot of the different scenes that have come up in rock music, at least, I guess in all kinds of music, having a scene with supportive people that kind of push you to think more creatively, and then also to promote each other, it's really important. And that's the show that you mentioned on Friday at the Hi-Hat Club. That's something that they've been really cool about letting me bring in guests, and that's sort of where that came from. And hopefully we're going to build it up, and then we'll turn it into like a full band kind of Friday thing, and just, you know, every Friday feature other people that we really respect what they do and share songs.
Well,
like
talk
that.
About, I mean, let's talk about you guys. I mean, you guys have all been musicians in your own right. Talk about the projects you've worked on and how you guys came together to be Mutts. And we start with you, Bob.
Oh, wow. Well, Mike and I met a long time ago when we were playing for a band called Company of Thieves. This is a story that we've related many times. Chicago, we were kind of just, yeah, it's a Chicago band. And we kind of just decided, being the two dudes on the side, to start our own thing when we got home, just as a release when we were home for a couple weeks, and then made a bunch of EPs and then found Chris Pignani, and then we gelled together about 4 years ago together, and it's been going strong ever since.
We haven't heard from you yet, Chris. Talk about your career playing music in Chicago and how you came together with Mutts.
Yeah, I'd been playing around with a couple bands, and I was playing in a band called Sons at the time, about 5-6 years ago maybe, and we had actually played with Mutts with semi-regularity, and they were one of my favorite bands for us to share the bill with. And then it wasn't after I was in Sons, it was a couple bands later, but they were in between drummers, and I didn't have a band, and I found out about that, and then
we ended up here we are. In a Subaru Outback in the Walmart parking lot together,
Ames, Iowa. Yeah. Oh boy.
Well, I mean, I'm interested in the, you know, as we continue to do the Studio 435 here on the Download. It's fun to meet all the musicians and also to really sort of pick your guys' brain about what makes Chicago tick. What is the scene like? I mean, for indie rock, for you guys, I mean, just the idea of you three playing together at different times and also knowing each other from different experiences is part of what makes Chicago scene great. Talk about that. I mean, because there's so many different bands just like you guys that are playing in Chicago. Where's the epicenter of an indie rock scene that Mutts is a part of?
That's the thing that I think everybody struggles to do is pin it down to one, because I think there's several circles and they almost all overlap, and then it's trying to figure out like, okay, well, I've heard of this band, so like, let's do a show together, or like, you know, this engineer made a record that sounds really awesome, like let's see if we can work with him on the next one and stuff like that. So the word gets around. I don't think there's like an epicenter. It's just such a big city, and like every time we go on tour, I think it's more and more evident, because people will be like, oh, you're from Chicago, what's this band like? And it's like, dude, there's so many bands.
We'll meet another band from Chicago, and they're like, oh wait, you guys are from Chicago too? Yeah. And we're like, wow, how have we not crossed paths yet? Because there's so many.
I think it has a lot to do with when you think of the term epicenter, it kind of implies location. So we do a lot of club shows, and we haven't done a ton of DIY spaces, which in the past couple of years, which is something that I think is what makes Chicago a really special place. Like places like Situations, or like the basements of Logan Square.
Yeah, right.
Like, there's some really great stuff happening there and really awesome records coming out of there. And
that blows my mind. I mean, we had the band Twin Peaks in here who were talking about that thing.
That's,
yeah,
those guys, you know,
they kind of came out of that scene where they played in basements and they played in different houses, and they're from Rogers Park, and that's sort of where they built their following, and all these people came out to these essential house parties that they continued, and that's how they sort of built up their following.
Yeah, that's the way to go. I think that we start when we're on the road and kind of looking for shows. We always look at like, well, what's the Shubas type club of Louisville or Minneapolis or whatever. But like, man, going back to like playing like house parties and stuff. Those are the most fun shows. So it's mm-hmm. it's like sometimes when we're, you know, hitting up friends and bands, whether it's here or out of town, and they're like, well, we don't really have like any venue connections, but you can play in our house. It's like, yeah, all right.
I'm going to play. I will play your house now.
Yeah.
I will play your
and
house.
And those are always the most, those are always the most fulfilling fun. Ones.
Yeah. And then sometimes we play a house show in Peoria, and then after three songs, the cops show up.
Oh, yeah.
And
like,
well, that's fine, and that's fine too.
And
that's like a 30-something-year-old bass player's merit badge. Yeah. You know,
the band Mutts in studio with me tonight: Mike Mimone, Bob Buckstaff, and Chris Benyani. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back here with Studio 435. Get some more live music. Sound good?
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman here at Studio 435 in our Michigan Avenue studios. Live music from Chicago's Mutts, the indie rock trio. Their new latest release is Let's Go, featuring Archie Powell and Archie Powell and the Experts. We just heard it live. The band will be playing. Mike will be the band's playing at Hi Hat Club on Friday nights. That's the collaborative center of the Mutts world. Mike Mimone, Bob Buckstaff, and Chris Benyani in studio tonight. Here is the track live in studio called Neighbors.
Back.
in Studio 435, the band Mutz. Their latest release, Let's Go, can be found online. They got a gig at the Hi-Hat Club coming up Friday night. The band Mike Mimone, Bob Buckstaff, and Chris Pagnani. They will perform one more time here in studio before we wrap up. We'll take a quick break. We'll get to an update on tonight's news, and we'll come back and we'll have more with the band Mutz. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download. Okay, so coming up, Mutz, more music live in Studio 435. We're going to get to the news in just a second to update here on the Bears game, which has officially turned into a train wreck. I don't know what happened, Rob, while we were doing Studio 435, but I look up, and not only are Bears being carted off the field, but the score is in a very lopsided fashion as the Chicago Bears look to embarrass themselves against a rookie quarterback in Philadelphia.
Well, Justin, I'd like to say down here on the sidelines at Soldier Field, Jay Cutler was able to walk off under his own power, so that is indeed good news. Of course, we'll wait for the post-game show to get more specifics on his injury. Back to you, Justin.
Well, I mean, and the injury happened. Didn't it happen on him throwing one of his classic Jay Cutler interceptions where he didn't see the linebacker and he just threw it right to him and then went to tackle him and got injured in tackling the linebacker who intercepted him?
See, I actually saw it this way. He was in a moment of intense pouting on the sideline, yeah. And I think he might have pulled something.
He might have pulled a pout.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
There are a lot
man.
Of muscles involved in a pout.
Not only that, but what I find to be almost as bad, you know, as the news is here, I'm just kidding.
And Philadelphia scores again.
That's ridiculous. And that was a, man, I can't wait to hear OB and Dan on this one, man.
You know what? I'm a Steelers fan. I was really happy this weekend.
Yeah, they played great. I watched that whole game. But right here, this was a fourth and goal that the Bears stopped Philadelphia on, got the ball back, but there was a flag. Rookie Leonard Floyd was offsides on the goal line on a fourth down. And they gave him an extra play, and they scored on the sweep for a touchdown.
They're actually putting drop cloths in the studio right now for Hamp, OB, and Cause because little shards of them will be flying all over the place.
Oh, man.
Be sure to tune in. It should be entertaining radio.
Thanks, Rob. It's the Download here on WGN Radio, Studio 435. The band Mutz in studio with us tonight. Of course, when the Bears game wraps up, Hamp, OB, Kaz, and Carm will have the post game for you at 312-981-7200. But right now, live music in Studio 435, live in our Showcase studio, the Allstate Showcase studio. The band Mutz, their latest release, Let's Go, features Archie Powell from Archie Powell and the Exports. And they also have a sort of a residence at the Hi-Hat Club on Friday nights here in the city. Mike Mimone, Bob Buckstaff, and Chris Pagnani. Here is the track, Tinfoil Hat. Take it, guys.
I wear it all around. get yourself a tin foil hat. Get the government out your head. Get yourself a tin foil hat. Get the government out your head. I said get yourself a tin foil hat. Get the government out your head. Get yourself a tin foil hat.
Studio 435, the band Mutz. Come on up on the mics, guys. Come on. All right. You can catch all right, let's get this. Mike Mamone, Bob Buckstaff, Chris Pagnani, the band Mutz. They got a gig at the Hi-Hat Club on Friday nights. Also, their single Let's Go featuring Archie Paul and Archie Paul and the Experts. I got to ask, you know, you mentioned a little bit earlier just about the idea of new music and album. What's the process like for you guys putting together new music? I mean, are you working on an album, an EP, and doing so, what goes into that?
Yeah, I think in the past, the band started, like Bob said, we were on the road playing in Company of Thieves, and we were staying in hotels a lot, which seems like a luxury at this point. We don't get a chance to stay in hotels too often. But so there would be pianos every once in a while, and we would just kind of jam on stuff and come up with ideas and then say, like, well, let's just go book a few days in the studio and see what happens. And so over time, it's gotten a little more planned out, but pretty much, yeah, it's just a couple ideas here and there, going to the studio and kind of shape them into songs as the tape rolls. But this year, we're kind of planning it out a little more, and it's taking a little longer.
Well, let me ask you just about as a life of musicians. I mean, balancing your life in the way that, you know, I mean, you guys are on tour. You're obviously putting hours into music, but you also have to make money and pay the bills and take care of families, things of that nature. How does it work for you guys? I mean, are you constantly in studio working together, or, I mean, is there a balance you have to strike?
Oh, I mean, there's a balance that is a part of the daily conversational vernacular of the band, like every day now.
You know? Really,
we got a little one in the band. Chris just had his little boy
man.
Milo a couple of months ago, and he's a married man, and we're essentially married men. So you know, it's a different world than it was 7 years ago when the band started, for sure. And now we have to figure out a way to, you know, out of respect for one another's playing and ideas and music and just the desire to keep that thing going, like, how do you make that work in the context of what our lives are now? And that's a really interesting question, and it doesn't have an answer, you know?
Yeah.
That's one that we're working on
still working on it.
Well, I mean, has it come down to just sort of organizing? I mean, in the way that you're like, Tuesday nights is for the band and Thursday night. I mean, because it does get difficult, especially when, you know, life moves on and little babies are put into the mix. I mean, any creative venture has to sort of, you know, ebb and flow in that way.
Yeah, it takes a lot more planning. And I think that in the case of the new songs, it's for a positive gain in that we haven't really spent a lot of time dissecting songs. It's usually just like, all right, this is a song. Let's record it and hit the road. And, you know, we'll show up in like Wausau, Wisconsin 2 or 3 times a year and just never stop. But it's just like now we're kind of being more thoughtful about the songs and touring.
Mm-hmm.
So playing a little bit less and kind of saying like, you know, it hasn't, one of the good things and the drawbacks to the way we've done it in the past 6 years is that we haven't given anybody time to care.
Yeah, right.
And I feel like stepping back a little bit and being like, man, we already have like 9 records out. Maybe we should take a little time and have some family time and put a little more thought into this next one.
Nah.
I think, I think it helps too, though, that we're all like pretty reasonable, flexible people. I've been in other bands where it's like if you miss practice, like if you can't practice, that's going to be a whole band fight. But for us, we're like, oh, sorry, I had to work late, or like something came up, and
you're able like, to be flexible.
Yeah, about it. It's, mm-hmm. we know it's not like it's this practice or never, and that really helps.
For you guys, I mean, as you move forward, I mean, you kind of made the joke about Wisconsin gigs, but you do have them coming up. Here comes a little mini
tour. We love Wisconsin. Yeah. No,
but talk about seriously. That. I mean, how
Wisconsin treats us super awesome all the time.
How do you balance the idea of going on? Is the idea this sort of like little spurts, these little micro tours where you go close by and be able to come home?
Yeah, that's kind of the thing right now. Like you said, from the schedule, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and come back. And I like that a lot. I mean, it gives us a lot more time to kind of process things and have life at home. And
yeah, that's always been kind of the way that we've had to do it as an independent band too. Anyway, we've just been doing a little bit less of it, you know. We hook out for like 3 or 4 days and come back, and then, you know, 2 or 3 times a year we'll do the long, you know, 2 or 3 week run,
right
through where we can like kind of get it out. But yeah, it's been mostly just like pushing the radius out, and now we're kind of like tightening it just a hair this year.
Well, where's the next show in Chicago? I mean, you got the Hi-Hat Club, which you guys are doing, which is great, but when's the next time we could see Mutt?
Still working on that, actually.
We'll have something before the end of the year, but we've been so focused on these October shows and working on the new record, but we will definitely have something before year's end.
The last one we did was a sellout at Shuba's, and we feel like we really need to top that. And
that's right.
We were surprised that that happened, so it was like, well, how do we do better than that?
Well, that's always the fun part of the next gig, right?
Yeah, for sure.
The band Mutts in studio, Studio 435. Mike Maimone, Bob Buckstaff, Chris Pagnani. You can see the band in different iterations at the Hi-Hat Club on Friday nights. You can also find Let's Go on all of their social media and on the website, of course. Which is wearemutts.com.
We Are Mutts. And we'll be putting out that second song, Neighbor, with a video probably in November, mm-hmm. right around the time of the election. We're going to need some positive messages early November.
Good vibes. thanks so much for coming in, guys. We appreciate
it. And thank you for having us. Yeah.